You're listening to Shtetl on the Shortwave on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Tamara Kramer, and teching the show today is Katie Moore. Shtetl is a Yiddish word that means city, and it describes the small towns of Eastern Europe where the Jews once lived. And Shtetl on the Shortwave is a show about Jewish arts and culture in Montreal. Welcome to Shtetl on the Shortwave. That was Chopping Down by Matis Yahu, the Hasidic reggae superstar from New York. He comes to Montreal a lot, and if he's ever here, you've got to go see him. He's amazing. For most of us who see people dressed in black suits and a black hat, usually we don't have a lot of contact with Hasidic people, and it's pretty awesome to see Matis Yahu up there in his black hat and his black suit, beatboxing and rapping and doing the whole Jamaican style thing, all with a very Jewish message. So that was Matis Yahu. So October 18th is Media Democracy Day, and CKUT is sponsoring, in conjunction with McGill, Redefining Media and Democracy, Media Democracy and Community Radio, and that's between October 19th and the 21st. So there's going to be speakers, workshops, panels, and it's all about your right to information, how to untangle truth from lies in what we do here in the mainstream media. And also the workshops are going to be about how to create your own media, producing content that you would want to hear as a consumer of news. So come check that out. And that kind of brings me to today's guest, who has devoted her entire career to exactly these issues. In just a minute, we're going to hear an interview with Amy Goodman, the host of NPR's acclaimed radio show, Democracy Now! Okay, so Amy Goodman she's an icon of independent media. She's completely fearless in her questions, and she's tirelessly reported on the peace and human rights movements. She's especially known for the investigative journalism she produced on East Timor and on the violence of the oil companies in Nigeria. And she is the keynote speaker this Friday at McGill for the Media Democracy Conference. I've been doing a lot of research on her. She's an amazing woman. If you ever have a chance to hear the interview that she did with Bill Clinton, he called into her radio station before an election just wanting to say, hey, radio listeners, get on out and vote for Bill Clinton. And he just wanted like a quick, like 1 second, you know, promo for voting. And she just kept him on there and really, really grilled him. And it was really amazing. I mean, he can definitely hold his own, but it's definitely an interview worth listening to. And she's talked to everybody from the small stories and the people on the street to people like Bill Clinton. And she was the first person to have an interview with Hugo Chavez, a sit-down interview in the States with the president of Venezuela. So she's a pretty incredible woman, Harvard graduate, and a Jew. Woo! Lately, I've been completely racially profiling. I don't even read what art things are about anymore. I just like scan to see if there's a Goodman, a Cohen. It's terrible. But, you know, you got to use the Judar when you can, you know? Anyways, so we're going to listen to the interview I did with Amy Goodman just last night in the studio. She gave me a bit of her time, and it was really great talking to her.
I love the Shortwave.
This is Shtetl on the Shortwave, yes. What do you think of the name?
That's a very good title. My grandparents came from Shtetl.
Well, so Amy, welcome to Shtetl on the Shortwave. I'm really, really honored to have you speak and to get to introduce you to listeners in Montreal who might not have heard of Democracy Now. Welcome.
Well, I'm very excited to be with you, especially to be in your Shtetl.
Thank you. Okay, so the first thing I wanted to ask you is, what does the word democracy mean to you? Is it synonymous with truth?
Democracy is about people participating in their future, in determining their reality. And it's absolutely critical when it comes to the media. We need democracy now. When there are few media moguls owning many channels, that's a threat to a democratic society.
Mm-hmm. It's just the word democracy, considering that that's what George Bush is fighting for in Iraq, it has a funny ring now. So that's why I wanted to ask you that and wanted to know if you felt like it still was synonymous with the word truth.
Well, I mean, I think there are many truths. I don't think there's one. I think people have different experiences. But I do think that people should be able to participate in determining their own lives.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you, what experience as a journalist most affected your worldview, the way you work, and the type of stories that you do on Democracy Now?
Well, there have been many different situations I've encountered that have deep meaning. One of them, of course, covering East Timor, surviving the 1991 massacre in which the Indonesian military, armed by the United States, gunned down over 270 Timorese. I was there along with my colleague Alan Nairn, who was writing for the New Yorker magazine at the time. I was doing a documentary for Pacifica. This was in Indonesia, occupied East Timor. And it really taught me how important it is to go to where the silence is as a journalist, to be there, especially when my own country, when the United States, was intimately connected to one of the most brutal occupations on earth, connected, unfortunately, to the people of East Timor through the barrel of a gun whose trigger was controlled by the Indonesian military. I learned a great deal in my coverage of this about bravery and courage, the bravery and courage of East Timorese until ultimately they were able to vote for their freedom in 1999 and vote for an independent country, which they celebrated May 20th, 2002.
Okay. And you mentioned it's important to go and cover places where there's silence. And I was wondering, I don't know if you could tell us the top three most important international issues that you feel North Americans need to be better informed about right now.
Well, number one, Iraq, that the war goes on, even as the coverage dwindles. It is absolutely critical we understand what the United States has done in Iraq. Basically bomb the cradle of civilization back to the cradle. We have a responsibility to the people of Iraq. It's absolutely critical people get to the bottom of the Bush administration plans to bomb Iran. That is astounding. Mm-hmm. When you have a situation like we do today, the horror of Iraq, that the U.S. would consider now bombing Iraq, bombing Iran. And I think it's very important, the state of the media today, because that's the way we understand the world. The media are the most powerful institutions on earth, more powerful than any bomb, more powerful than any missile. And the Pentagon's deploy the media, and we have to take it back. We have to build our own media, protect our own media, public media spaces. We have to demand the corporate media include the voices of people across the political spectrum, because let's not forget these are not just private corporations. These are private companies that are leasing public property, the common ground, the precious national treasure that is the airwaves. And they have a responsibility to serve a democratic society by having the debates and discussions about the most important issues of the day, war and peace, life and death.
I know you don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to, well, like we said, we're speaking on Shtetl on the Shortwave, and it's a show about Jewish culture and arts in Montreal. So I wanted to know if I could ask you a bit about your Jewish identity. I had read that your father was an Orthodox rabbi, and I'm just wondering how your Jewish identity informs your work, if it does at all.
Actually, my grandfather was an Orthodox rabbi, okay. And I would say that with family wiped out in the Holocaust, that I really took to heart that cry after the Holocaust, which was never again. And that means for any group of people anywhere. And how deeply moved I was when I learned the stories of those who were not Jewish that helped Jews to escape, to protect them in Europe. And that always deeply touched me, the idea that we are out there for each other, no matter what our religions, our ethnicities. And I think that's absolutely critical. We live in a globalized world, and I think the hope is the grassroots connections, and that informs everything I do, to get out the voices of people who cannot speak for themselves or provide a forum for them if they can. I think we're all in this together, and we can have different points of view. We do not have to agree with each other, but we should support the media that provide the forum for us to build bridges between communities, not advocate the bombing of bridges.
Okay, and has being Jewish ever posed any problems for you as a journalist, or has it ever had a negative effect on the work you're doing or been an obstacle in any way?
Being Jewish is an integral part of who I am, so it's hard to separate out whether that influenced someone or any other part of me. But for me, Jewish values are universal values. They're about being fair, honest, accurate, being just, being compassionate, being passionate about what we do, pursuing the truth, providing a space for people to dialogue and debate about the most important issues of the day. And I don't think that's just Jewish values. I do think mm-hmm. it's universal values.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes from the community I grew up in.
Okay. The issue of the conflict in Israel and Palestine is one that you're quite outspoken about, and you're fearless in talking about what you've discovered and uncovered. And I was wondering if that was something that you ever had a hard time with, being part of a Jewish community, if you've met a lot of resistance over that issue.
I just think it's absolutely critical that we talk honestly about the situation in Israel and Palestine. We just had on Democracy Now! Akiva Eldar, who is one mm-hmm. of the leading diplomatic correspondents in Israel. He's the political commentator on television and columnist for Haaretz newspaper. He came to this country and he talked about the necessity, he came to the United States, of letting people in the United States know actually what's happening on the ground, and that peace is essential. He said something interesting, and that is that he feels that his government was so successful in educating the American Jewish organizations that they needed to keep the occupied territories in the Golan Heights, that when the Israeli people decide that that is not what will ensure peace, that they do have to give them back, that the American Jewish organizations are about a decade or two behind the times, and mm-hmm. now they have to convey to them that they have to stop fighting against the Palestinians. And I think it's very important that as a journalist, we separate ourselves from the different groups and provide a forum for them to discuss and debate these issues, and most importantly, a bridge between the Palestinian and Israeli Jewish communities.
Well, thank you so much for coming on to Shtetl on the Shortwave, and I really look forward to hearing you this Friday night. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Professor Sandy Perlman of the Schulich School of Music, producer of The Clash and the Blue Oyster Cult, and let's not forget the awesome Dictators. I am the person portrayed by Christopher Walken in the Saturday Night Live Cowbell skit, and you are listening to 90.3 CKUT Montreal.
Wow, cool. Sandy Perlman, professor and producer of The Clash. So that was such an honor for me to talk to Amy Goodman. And if you have a chance to get out on Friday night to hear her, she'll be speaking at Leacock Hall at 855 Sherbrooke West. She'll probably have some time set aside to sign her book, which is called Static: Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and the People Who Fight Back. She wrote that with her brother, and I read it on like three lunch hours this week at Indigo. It's really good. And if you can't come on Friday and you just want to find out more about Amy Goodman, who she is quite a controversial character. She's definitely leans towards the left, and especially on issues concerning Israel and Palestine, she does get a lot of flack from different Jewish media about her shows. And if you're interested in learning more about her, you can go check her out at democracynow.org. So we're going to close out the show with another song by Matisse Yahu. And in this song, you're going to get to hear his talents as a beatboxer. So thank you so much for listening to Shtetl on the Shortwave. And please tune in next week.
Like a sea of dirt.